In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us. And let the children come to me.
About our Lord Jesus Christ, and I told you last Sunday that these letters in the halo of our Lord Jesus Christ, in this circle around the head of our Lord Jesus Christ, means something. Do you remember the meaning of those letters? We read them on in Greek, and they mean the one who is, because we believe that our Lord Jesus Christ is God. And we believe that He is the only one. God is the only one who exists by Himself. That is the main difference between God and anything else. Are you alive?
Yes.
Are the people here in the church alive?
Yes.
Do we exist?
Yes.
Yes. What about my chair? Is my chair real?
Yes.
Yes, it is, but it's not alive. Yes. But it's real. It exists. It's real. But will my chair get rusty one day?
Yes.
And one day, my chair will just kind of disappear. What about us? Are we going to die one day?
Yes.
Everybody is going to die one day. What about God? Is God going to disappear or die one day? That's why when God spoke to Moses for the first time, He told him, I am who I am. I exist. I ever was and I will ever be. That's who God is. And that's why it is very, very important for us to become one with God. Do you want to live forever, or do you want to die?
Live forever.
You want to live forever? Are you sure? You want to live forever, Adriana? Don't you want to live forever?
Yes.
You want to live forever? I want to live forever. All of us want to live forever because God created us to live forever. But because we didn't stay close to God, death made its way in our life. But because of our Lord Jesus Christ, because He became one with us, He became human like us, we can now live forever. But do you know what we have to do in order to live forever?
Eat healthy.
Eat healthy, that's a good thing. But, you know, you could maybe prolong your life a little bit if you eat healthy. Sorry, Tina. That really helps, you know, to eat healthier. But it's not going to make you immortal. It doesn't matter how healthy you're going to eat, you're still going to die one day. Do you agree?
Yeah.
What else? What else do you think, you know, we could do to live forever?
We can be eternal.
We could be eternal, but what could we do? What could we do to live forever, to be eternal? Do you have any idea?
Get sleep at night.
Let me ask you something else. Yeah, that helps, you know, but again, you know, it doesn't matter how much you sleep, you're still going to die one day. Let me ask you something else. You know that on Wednesday, I think it was, yes, on Wednesday, we got a really hard rain. Did you get wet on Wednesday when it rained really hard? Did you get wet? Did any of you get wet? Who got wet on Wednesday? You got wet? What's your name?
Nick.
Nick got wet on Wednesday. Nick, why did you get wet on Wednesday?
Raining. I went outside with my friends and it was raining.
So because you were outside and it was raining, and you got wet. Who didn't get wet on Wednesday when it was raining? You didn't get wet. Why didn't you get wet?
I was in school.
Because you were in school and the school was protecting you. Yeah? What about somebody else? Did anybody else not get wet on Wednesday when it rained? I didn't get wet because I was in the church at the time. And the church protected me. So it is the same with our eternal life. On our own, we will die. If we are on our own, like outside in the rain, you know, we'll get wet. When it rains, what do?
Go inside.
We go inside because we don't want to get wet. If we can, we go inside. Sometimes, you know, there is nothing we can do. But if we can, we run inside so that we don't get wet. We do the same thing if we don't want to die. If God lives forever, if He is eternal, what do you think we could do in order to become like Him when we feel that we would die? We run to Him because He is eternal and He could make us eternal. He could give us eternal life. That's what we do when it rains. We run to a shelter. That's what we do when we want to get eternal life. We go to God. We become one with God as we become one with the house when the house protects us from the rain. Yeah? We go into the house. In the same way, you know, we go to God, we pray. That's why, you know, we pray to God. That's why we come to church, because we want to become one with God and to live forever, because He is the one, the only one who is eternal and who could make us eternal. So do you want to live forever? What could we do if we want to live forever? Become one with whom?
God. Become
one with God, and God will make us eternal. Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you. Christ is among us. Another sermon on the inside. Gilad Faithful, a few Sundays ago we started talking about our spiritual renewal. And in today's epistle reading, we hear St. Paul saying that in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation. How appropriate to hear about this new creation now when we are talking at the beginning of the liturgical year, when we are talking about our own spiritual renewal. And again, today, on this Sunday, before the elevation, before the lifting up of the Holy Cross, we hear the beautiful verses from the Gospel of John when we are told that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. And I thought, what a good opportunity to speak about the love of God. Because when it is about spiritual renewal, the first thing that we have to talk is God's love. Because everything that we do in our relationship with God, all the love that we express to God, we express to Him because He loved us first. As St. John says, in his first letter, we love God because He loved us first. Now, so many times in our relationship with God, we feel that we don't deserve to be loved. So many times, you know, we have this temptation in mind that I'm not worthy of God's love. I'm such a big sinner that I think there is no hope for me anymore to be in God's love. I want to tell you today that that is a big temptation from the devil. There is always hope for us because God loves us with a love that is beyond our understanding. Everything that we know about love is according to our human understanding. But in the Orthodox theology, when we speak about God, and especially when we speak about God's love, we say that God is love and beyond anything we know about love. According to the Bible, and the Bible is nothing else than the most beautiful love story between God and humanity. The most beautiful love story ever written. Because the Bible begins with this Almighty God giving life to the creation and giving life to humanity because He wanted to be in love with everything that He created. And the human beings that He created to be in love with didn't care about His love. They rejected His love. But God did not forget about them. God didn't say, "You didn't love me, I'm sorry, I won't love you anymore." That's maybe what we would have done. I gave life to you. I created you. That's, you know, what we tell our children, you know, so many times. I gave life to you. You know, I gave everything to you. And look what you're doing to me. God, in His love, did not forget about us. He told us, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry for refusing my love, but I won't forget about you." And He sent us prophets to keep in touch with us, to give us His word, to give us His message. And the fulfillment of time, God Himself, the one through whom, by whom, in whom, and for whom everything was created, the bridegroom, the Word of God who created us in the beginning, came to us and became one with us. And He gave His love, his life for us, for the sinful, fallen humanity. As St. Paul says, that He died for us when we were in our sins, when we were away from Him, when we refused His love, He came and He died for us. The Old Testament speaks about God being in love with a harlot, with humanity. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 16, so beautifully, God speaks to Israel, to humanity, and tells Israel, "I've loved you so much. Even if you don't love me, I'll keep on loving you. Even if you're betraying me, even if you behave like a harlot, I still love you. Nothing will stop me from loving you because you are mine." And because we are His, He came and He gave His life for us. When we didn't deserve anybody to die for us, God came and gave His life for us to become one with us. And the Bible ends with a wedding. The Bible ends in the book of Revelation, in chapter 21, with this beautiful wedding when finally, humanity gives an answer to God's love. Finally, the beautiful, holy humanity comes down from heaven, adorned like a bride, the new Jerusalem, the new creation that Paul speaks about in today's epistle reading. The new creation, the new Jerusalem, adorned like a beautiful bride, not like a harlot anymore, but like a beautiful bride, comes down from heaven to welcome her bridegroom. This is what God did for us. And if the devil ever comes to you with this temptation again, that, "Oh, I'm not worthy of God's love. I made such a terrible mistake that I don't know if God is going to forgive me." He will. He is. He tells us in today's gospel that God did not come into the world to judge the world or to condemn the world, but to love and to save the world. God is not judging us until the last day. It's very important to know. The judgment will be on the last day. It doesn't happen now. God loves us now. He doesn't judge us. He just loves us. And He waits. He hopes that we will love Him back. If the devil ever comes to you with this temptation again, please look at the don'ts of our new church. In the Orthodox tradition, we don't have these pointed archways. We don't have the human being reaching out to God. We have God. We have the don'ts. We have God coming down to us and taking us to Him. We have God descending to us and loving us and taking us into His Father's house like a bridegroom. If you ever think that I'm not worthy, look at the don'ts. Look at God's love and how big it is. How beyond our understanding it is. And remind yourself that I don't even know what love really is. How could I say that God could not love me or forgive me? Just believe. Just understand that God is beyond anything we know about love. Let us try to love Him back as much as we can. Let us try to be the beautiful brides that He made us to be. But about becoming beautiful brides, we'll talk next Sunday. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And grant that always guarded by your power, we may give glory to you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and unto the ages of ages.